With us right now, Michael Hillstrom from the Department of Natural Resources. He's the Forest Health Specialist. Some disturbing news for Rib Mountain State Park area. I understand they've confirmed oak wilt. What can you tell us?
So we were in the area doing our kind of normal surveys, and in the fall we noticed some trees that lost their leaves early, and those trees also had some storm damage from earlier in the year, and that's a way that these trees classically get oak wilt. So we went out and took some samples from the trees, and our lab tests confirmed that the trees had oak wilt.
Oak wilt is a fungus, I understand?
Yeah, so oak wilt is a fungal disease, and it comes in two ways, basically. There's beetles, the spores basically get on the beetles, and so if a tree is wounded, things like pruning or storm damage, the beetles will come in to feed, and oak wilt can get into a tree that way. And then once the fungus is in the tree, it can grow through roots from a tree to another tree of the same type. So from a red oak to another red oak, it can grow and spread that way as well.
So it can spread basically underground through the roots.
Exactly. So once you have it in an area, it's difficult to control because it spreads underground through the roots.
How many red oaks may be affected in the end out at Rib Mountain State Park?
We have four trees that we've confirmed that are infected. Two of them are basically in one area, and the two trees are basically right next to each other. And then there's another area maybe 200 yards away with two more trees that are very close to each other infected. So we have two kind of isolated pockets of two trees that are infected.
And the trees around those trees are not red oaks, I take it.
There are some red oaks in the area, and so that's why we're discussing between the Forest Health and the park staff going forward what to do to basically try and stop this disease from spreading to the other red oaks in that area.
What might that lead to? Maybe cutting a patch of trees out of there for a stretch or what?
Yeah, so there's a couple of options we're discussing. So first things first, the beetles will spread the fungus in the spring. So in the coming week or two here, the trees that we've confirmed are infected are going to be cut down and removed. The second stage then is to try and stop, even though those trees are gone, the fungus can still spread through those roots to connected trees. And so you need to find some way to basically break the root, those root grafts, so those interconnected roots. And that can be something like a trencher. It can be, you know, get something like a backhoe in there and dig a trench, basically. And then there's some other experimental methods as well. But the main goal is you need to break the roots somehow between those infected trees and the healthy trees so that it doesn't spread.
That might be a challenge with the terrain out there, shallow to the rock and then the hills, too. So it might be tricky getting equipment in there.
Yep, and that's exactly why we need to examine our options. We're going to get a bunch of park staff involved and kind of get our experts involved and basically go out there this summer, the group of us, and we'll look at the situation and examine it and come up with the best way based on exactly like you said, how deep the soil is and a number of other factors to try and figure out what the best solution is.
I would imagine when you take those trees out, you have to be careful disposing of them as well, right?
It is important, so even if you chop those trees up into firewood, you can still get the fungus growing out of them in the spring. And so you could take them to somewhere, if you take them somewhere like the new biomass plant in the area, we'll ask them to dispose of it before mid-April for sure, early April preferably, so that wood is disposed of. For somebody, a landowner, if they had a situation where they had a tree with oak wilt, what we would recommend is if you have a stack of firewood and you know the tree died of oak wilt, either keep it enclosed somewhere where the beetles can't get to it or cover it with a tarp and bury the edges for the summer so that the beetle can't get to that wood and it gives it time to dry out.
So the beetle doesn't burrow into the dirt then, it just stops at the tarp.
Exactly, yep. This beetle is, it's called a sap beetle. And so it's actually feeding on, it's looking for that sap that's coming out of tree wounds or something like that. So it's not an insect that would burrow into the soil or go into the roots.
While we're on the topic of pruning, there's also some guidelines of when to and when not to prune oak trees, isn't there?
Yeah, so we definitely recommend that the best time to prune is during the winter. And that's, you know, when the tree is dormant and you don't have any of the insects or diseases that might be out and about. So the best time to prune is definitely during the winter. For oak wilts, the highest risk period is from April through July. So that would be the period where we would tell people definitely don't near oak April through July. From July until early October, there's a lower risk, but you could still transfer oak wilt during that period. So if you want to be really safe, we tell people don't prune your oaks between April until October.
I've heard something, I'll let you tell me if it's true or false. If you are trimming branches or pruning, you know, the little twigs off the side of oak trees, good idea to hit them with spray paint when you're done to seal off those wounds. Is that good or bad?
Pruning paint, so if you do get storm damage or, you know, you have to prune an oak for some reason during that kind of April to July period, that is a time where we would recommend using the pruning paint. In general, though, we don't recommend using that because that stops the natural healing of the tree. So if it was something where you prune during the winter, those are absolutely fine, or even during the fall, to just let the tree heal on its own. But if you are during that really high risk period, then the tree paint is a good idea.